Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Rambling About Wrestling podcast. But today, this isn't the only podcast we're on. Yeah, that's right, I'm making history. Today, Nick Pearl and Manny Vasquez are doing a joint podcast. That's right, you heard me. The Rambling About Wrestling podcast is joining together with the Top Ropes Talk podcast to bring you a super episode to talk about AEW Revolution 2024. Now, Manny recorded the audio, so I may not sound as great as I usually do, especially right now. I am a little congested too, so I apologize for that. I got the post-wrestling show itis. I get sick when I go to shows. It just happens. Let's get into this conversation.
AEW Revolution, man. Such a great card. A lot of great matches. I think that's one of the pay-per-views of the year.
100%. There were no bad matches on this card. Maybe one or two that weren't as crazy as others.
Yeah.
But I couldn't look away from the screen like at all. Me and Manny, we hung out. We hung out last night. We watched this.
Yeah, we watched it with Velarde, yeah.
It was nuts.
Yeah, it was really, really crazy. And so, we will talk about the first match that opened. That opened the night. We had the TNT Championship match. Daniel Garcia and Christian Cage. I felt like Garcia could have won, but the outcome was expected.
Yeah, I think Christian winning is the right call if Danny is eventually going to win the belt. I had Danny winning, but you know he put up a great fight. And
he did.
They cheated. They cheated for Christian to win too. So I think down the line, I think we're going to get a triple threat with Adam Copeland involved as well. And then ultimately, Danny will win the belt in that.
Adam Copeland, Christian Cage, and Garcia. I would like that. See a triple threat. Maybe the next pay-per-view. We get it.
AEW Dynasty.
And we also might get a return. MJF. We'll see what happens.
I think that's happening too, but that's for another time. So moving on from that matchup, we have the AEW Continental Crown title. Three championships on the line here.
Yes.
Eddie Kingston versus Bryan Danielson. And this whole thing...
Eddie Kingston
it's all about
versus
respect.
Bryan Danielson.
All about respect here, right, Manny?
Yes. Another great match, you know. I honestly thought Danielson was going to win, but Kingston winning made more sense.
I think Kingston's on a great run right now. He was kind of in a holding pattern, especially because he's the Ring of Honor and New Japan Strong champion.
Yeah.
He hasn't really been defending those two belts. He's been focusing on this. I listened to the media scrums after the show ended, and Tony Khan was saying that once March is, throughout March, maybe the end of March, Eddie Kingston's going to be back down in Ring of Honor defending that belt. I don't know if it's going to be the Continental Crown belt or just the Ring of Honor, but I think now that this matchup is out of the way, Bryan Danielson shook Eddie Kingston's hand finally.
Yes.
Good character arc for both of them, with Bryan bringing back the Yes Champ, but different.
That was awesome.
He wasn't doing it like he always did. He's doing it to mock.
Doing it to mock, yeah.
Doing it to mock him, but I thought... this match was fire, Manny.
They'll have a rematch at some point.
I think down the line, yeah. I think they've done like four matches so far, these two, together.
Four matches? Oh, my God.
I think they had one on Dynamite, Collision, Rampage, and now Pay-Per-View. So I'm down for another one. Just maybe give it a few months.
And so we talk about the third match.
The All-Star Scramble, baby.
I thought that was really good, too. And I expected the outcome, Wardlow winning.
I think out of everything on this card, Wardlow winning is probably the most expected thing. 100% the right choice. I am a little upset that we did not get the Meat Madness match.
Well, was it supposed to be a Fatal 4-Way or a Triple Threat? I don't remember.
I mean, they announced a Triple Threat, but I think they were going to add more people to it. But down the line, we're still going to get that. We'll be eating well. But we did get some meatness. We had like four meaty guys in there for like maybe a 3-minute spot.
Oh, God.
It was great. Slapping meat.
Oh, my God. With Wardlow, I think if it's not Swerve, he beats Joe.
And now I think Wardlow's on a really good run with his new gimmick. Looks into the camera, you know, posing at the screen, not the camera. This is going to turn into Wardlow allegedly giving his spot to Adam Cole, I think, down the line. Because Adam Cole was saying, once he's cleared, Wardlow will help him win the belt. And Wardlow is like, hell no, I don't want to do that.
See, they'll have Wardlow turn on Adam Cole.
I think yes, they will. And I think we're going to get some type of Kyle O'Reilly with that too. But we'll get into Kyle O'Reilly later.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little later. And so, fourth match on the card. Orange Cassidy, Roderick Strong.
And this is where we get into Kyle O'Reilly.
Yes.
These backbreakers were nuts.
Yeah, Roderick Strong, he's really good, and he's like 40, and he's still got it.
Yeah,
he's
not wasting this guy in NXT.
He's not slowing down anytime soon.
Not at all. Great worker. Just, he can't really talk, but it's fine.
Yeah, I feel like NXT run, he was wasted there.
He would like the tail end for like the last year and a half, 2 years, once the Undisputed Era were gone.
Yeah, when he was in Diamond, I didn't like when he was in Diamond Mine.
Diamond Mine was just, they just tried to give him something. I forgot he was even a part of Diamond Mine.
And he was the leader, too.
I completely forgot about that. And then they kind of just took him off, and then it was just the Creeds.
It's just the Creeds and Ivy, yeah.
And now they don't even have Ivy in that group. I think they kind of split them, too.
Outcome of the match? Expected. I mean, Orange Cassidy could have won, too, but I think this is what they do with Orange Cassidy. Since he lost, takes time off for a little bit, but he comes back as a heel.
Now, here's the thing. His heel character, it could literally be he actually tries when he wrestles now. That could be a heel. He could actually show his skills instead of putting his hands in his pockets. He comes out, guess what? No pockets.
I think they could do this angle where he turns on best friends and leaves the group.
It's very possible. He may want to, maybe no friends. He'll be the lone wolf. Roddy Strong getting this win, winning the title. Good for him. Good for him.
And I think he has a very lengthy reign, too.
He should. I think he'll be, I don't know how long he'll hold it for, but this is kind of like a workhorse belt. I think he's the right guy to have it right now. Cassidy, he had his run, his two runs. I think they like you said, they take him off TV for a little bit, and then we go from there.
And so now let's get into a return that happened last night. Kyle O'Reilly, after almost 2 years, he makes his return.
Very, very emotional night for this guy. But glad to see him back. Before he was gone, he was having a great singles run. He won the Casino Battle Royal, I think. He beat Darby Allin in a singles match.
He had
a match against Moxley, I think, for the world title. So we were getting glimpses of what his singles run in NXT would have been. And then he got hurt. He was out 2 years. He's just very excited to be back, and I'm glad to have him.
And where do you think they go with him? You think he does join the Undisputed Kingdom, or he doesn't? I don't think he does.
I don't think he does. And I actually, looking on Twitter, I saw something. They may bring back Bobby Fish.
So Bobby Fish could be his ally.
Bobby Fish could be his ally. Do I want to see Bobby Fish back? I don't know. But they could bring him back.
Isn't Bobby Fish like a free agent? Isn't he like wrestling like an Impact New Japan?
Yeah, and I just saw Bobby Fish in MLW. But I think that'd be a good. They were a great tag team. They'll have a good run if he comes back.
And so the next match, if I'm not mistaken, the women's world title match.
Women's world title was good. I think it was more of like a TV match. Out of all the matches on the whole show, I think this was on the lower end. But not bad by any means.
I felt like Deonna could have won, but she just got there. So I think she'll win eventually.
I think eventually Deonna will win. I think she'd be a really good the TBS champion. But I think right now, your big money match is Tony versus Mercedes. I think that's the big money match coming in.
They could have Mercedes beat her.
I think Mercedes is going to beat her. But Deonna looked good. Fun match. Definitely not her time to win it.
Not now, at least.
But this is the biggest crowd she's ever performed in front of, I think.
If it's not Deonna, if it's not Mercedes, then who could it be? I would say when Jamie Hayter returns, she wins it back from Tony.
Jamie Hayter versus Tony at Wembley would be great. It could also be Mariah May.
Mariah May too, yeah. That would be awesome.
A lot of options. Moving on from this matchup to the best match on the card, by far. Do you agree? Yes. Will Ospreay versus Kinosuke Takeshita.
Oh my god, that was amazing.
This match, Manny, what was your favorite part of this match?
I would say everything they did. I would say everything.
Everything?
Well,
I agree with you. They had one of the most incredible sequences I've ever seen in a match.
Right.
And it ended a kick out at one. I said, whoa. We got up out of our seats. I was like, oh, we eating now. Very, very fun match. Very good. Ospreay is the best wrestler in the world.
Yes, he is.
And he had a great dance partner in Takeshita. Takeshita and Ospreay. Ospreay's only 30 years old.
He's young.
Very, very young.
After Ospreay won, we saw Kyle Fletcher come out.
A lot of Kyles on the show.
So do you think they do this angle where Ospreay's setting up the Don Callis family?
I think it's going to be something like that. It's going to be a ton of intern. Like, Callis thinks that having family fighting is good. But I think ultimately it's going to end up to them breaking the whole group up, and then we're going to get the
United Empire.
Thank you. We're going to get the United Empire back once Mark Davis is cleared.
Oh yeah, Mark Davis got injured again. I forgot about that. That guy's always Mark Davis is always getting injured.
It's all right though. He'll be back and then he'll be better than ever.
It will be.
But A plus this match. A plus.
I agree. A plus. It got 5 stars too. I saw this morning.
I agree. It deserves it.
100%.
100%.
It deserves 5 stars. Why would you go any lower? You know.
You can't. Both of these guys, they gave them the time. They put on a banger. That's what you expect.
Can't go any lower than that.
If you go any lower than that, you didn't watch the same match.
I don't know what to tell you, you know?
Yeah, come on.
And then we had FTR versus Claudio and Moxley. Another phenomenal match. These guys put on really great matches so far. I think they did 2 or 3, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so, yeah. Very fun. Dax bled a lot.
At least Moxley didn't bleed this time.
I'm surprised by that.
Because it's like every single match, he bleeds. And even Aaron was even when Aaron was telling me, he was like, I'm getting real tired of Moxley now. I don't like him. He bleeds a lot. I was like, yeah, I don't know why he does the same thing over and over again. But this time he didn't bleed. But another great...
Yeah, I was genuinely surprised. Very fun tag match. I didn't realize FTR was from Carolina.
Their home state.
Home state. Because once they came out, they got that... I thought they were going to win. I think they should have won here.
But
I guess in the tag tournament that they're going to have, they'll have the rematch. And I think they'll win it there.
But I think the outcome was expected. Moxley, Claudio.
I think they're on... Right now, these two guys are on another level. And if they're not going to go for a singles title, why not go for the tag titles?
Yeah, why not? So we had the co-main event. Triple threat match for the AEW world title. Samoa Joe, Hangman Page, and Swerve. I think it could have gone either way between the three.
I think the way they went about it, I think it was the right call, but there's definitely arguments for all three of these guys. At one point in the match, there was old points where I thought that was it.
Yeah, I honestly thought, like you said, that even though it didn't happen, that Hangman Page was in the Coquina clutch, and he would flip off Swerve and tap out as he would try to break it.
Yeah, I saw this on Twitter. I thought it would have been fantastic because the story in this match is the animosity between Swerve and Hangman. They absolutely despise each other. All Hangman cares about, yes, he cares about the world title, but his major priority is not allowing Swerve to win that world title. So what do? Hangman gets put into the Coquina clutch. He taps out. Usually people pass out in the Coquina clutch. Swerve went to go break it up. Hangman taps. And then commentary goes and they say, did Hangman tap because he needed to tap? Or did he tap because he saw Swerve was going to break it up?
I think he tapped because he saw Swerve was about to break it up. He would have been, he was like, no.
It was the perfect end to this match other than them not flipping each other off at the end. I think Hangman being that kind of, nope, that would have made it a little better. These two guys are the new Rock and Austin.
Oh my God, yeah. Of course, New Rock and Austin in our generation, man.
It's crazy just to watch it all like happen in front of us.
It is. And I like that we might be getting a glimpse of heel Hangman. Looks like it.
Heel Hangman grow his mustache out even more.
I saw.
Maybe he'll get the mustache like Simon.
Yeah, up. I heard the booze they were giving him last night.
Good. And the thing is, Hangman, everything that Hangman has done is justified. Swerve broke into this guy's house. So Hangman trying to ruin this guy's life, when in reality Swerve is the bad guy, it's crazy. And Swerve actually had the opportunity to cheat. If you remember in the match,
Nana
gave him the crown. Swerve didn't use it.
That's something a babyface would do. They wouldn't cheat.
Mm-hmm. So this is a double turn. They had, when they went to their time limit, the time limit draw, and now this is the double turn in the making. And when Swerve finally wins that belt at World's End, I'm assuming at the end of the year, it's going to be insane. Or maybe even at Wembley.
Yeah, perfect double turn with Hangman Swerve to like tease it. Like they go to a draw, Swerve insists to give him more time, and Hangman says no. That's something a heel would do. They'd say no.
Absolutely.
And the time that Hangman's been in AEW, he's never been a heel. He was a face the whole entire run.
Now's the time for change.
He needs a change in his character. Maybe he joins the EVPs.
It's possible. I think that'd be fun. We get some Hung Bucks back.
Maybe have a feud with Kenny Omega when he comes back. Heel Hangman, babyface Kenny.
Yeah, they switched the roles from last time. A lot of options you can go with a heel Hangman. So we'll see which way they go with that.
The main event, of course. The final match of Sting's professional wrestling career. 38 years. Since 1985, this man has done it all. Sting, Darby Allin defended the AEW World Tag Team titles against the EVPs Matthew and Nicholas Jackson. Phenomenal. Phenomenal way to go out.
The perfect retirement match.
And I'm just happy they didn't have this guy lose his retirement match.
You like, as soon as he came out with his sons, I was like, yeah, Sting's winning. They wouldn't have his sons come out if he was going to lose.
Yeah.
And then the crowd would have booed the hell out of them. Out of the Bucks if they won.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to have that sour taste. You want Sting, the legend, never been treated the way he should have been in any other company. Maybe in TNA.
WWE, his run was a disaster.
You know, I saw he only won one match in WWE.
It was a tag team match with John Cena against Big Show and Seth, I think.
Yeah, the one match he won.
How
does he only win one match in WWE and he loses everything else?
Lost his debut match against Triple H at WrestleMania. He then lost the WWE World title match against Seth Rollins at Night of Champions, where he broke his neck, actually. And never got surgery for it, apparently.
I didn't even know if he broke his neck. I thought they were going to do that spot again in this match.
But
I think that would have been crazy.
But. That would have been crazy, though. So I think him going to WWE was a mistake. Should have never gone there.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think he was really banking on getting that Undertaker match. And it was supposed to happen.
Wasn't it supposed to happen at 31?
I think WrestleMania 31 or 32. Which I think it was 30. Which was 32 the one where they had all the injuries?
Yeah.
I think it was supposed to happen at 32. You had Sting and Undertaker on that card.
They went with Undertaker, Shane McMahon, Hell in a Cell.
That was fun, though.
It was
that
a good match.
I have to rewatch that one.
And, man, what a great way to go out. You know, you go out with a bang.
Go out with a bang. They took some crazy bumps. They went through 6 or 7 tables, I think.
Let's talk about this. Darby Allin going through that glass. He was cut open all over his back.
I have never seen a bump like this in my entire life. He is a sick bastard.
He is a sick bastard, and he's not. I don't think he's gonna have a long career if he keeps doing this. Like you gotta be safe when you're in the ring. You can't be doing this crazy stuff. Like this generation's Jeff Hardy. That's why I feel like he is.
I think he likes the pain.
He loves it.
He loves the pain, which is not necessarily a good thing. But
right.
It does. He does do some insane spots. He does get a lot of exposure. I think down the line, he will have to tone it down. Will Ospreay was even told to tone it down. And now he's... Like, Will Ospreay used to do all the flippy moves with Ricochet. Ospreay has toned that down a little bit, and now he's got that perfect medium. Because he said, look, if I keep going with these moves that I'm doing, my career is only going to last me another few more years. I want to be able to go until I'm in my 40s. Darby, the thing with him... If he keeps putting his body through all this pain, it's not just his career that he's going to not last as long in. It's going to be just, you know, being able to just, like, live a normal life.
Right. Wrestling in that ring, man, you put your body out there on the line. You got to be careful. Like, don't do this crazy stuff. Once in a while is good, right. But not every single match.
Yeah, once in a while is good. Like, the big matches, Darby wants to do a crazy bump. Go ahead, do a crazy bump. But you need to take some time off after the crazy bump.
Also, I want to mention another crazy spot they did with Ric Flair when he got super kicked by the EVPs.
Ric Flair was another shade of pink that I've never seen before in my
Ricky
entire
Steamboat
life.
Getting super kicked.
I love Steamboat.
You said he could still wrestle, right?
Steamboat, I think, could still go, seeing what Tony Khan did for Sting. I think Steamboat could have that last match against Ricky Starks.
Yes, Ricky Steamboat versus Ricky Starks. That'd be cool.
Because they have history, too.
They do. They sure do.
The tag titles... will be vacated. They're not vacated officially, but Tony Khan did say that they will be vacated, and we are going to have a tournament to decide the new champion. There are going to be multiple brackets. Manny, who do you have winning the titles?
Who do I have winning the titles? Let's see some tag teams. It could be Big Bill and Ricky again. Could be the EVPs, FTR, Claudio and Moxley.
Yeah.
Could be Ospreay and Fletcher.
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
Could be somebody from Best Friends, two of them.
Could be the Embassy.
Mogul Embassy could also. Let's see.
They got a lot of options here. And they're going to have one hell of a tournament. If there's one thing that AEW does right, it's their tournaments.
So, yeah, that wraps up AEW Revolution. You know, great pay-per-view overall. What would you rate the pay-per-view as a whole? Exactly.
I would give this pay-per-view no bad matches.
No bad matches.
An A+. I think this is one of the best pay-per-views that I've ever seen.
I agree. I'm going to give it an A+. And I think it could be one of the best pay-per-views of the year.
I think it will be number one.
It will be number one. Yeah.
So there you have it. There's mine and Manny's AEW Revolution 2024 reactions. We had a very fun conversation. We had a great time watching the pay-per-view together yesterday. I just wish I didn't sound so congested. Besides the point, next time we do a joint thing like this, please remind me to record the Zoom call on my end as well, so we can both have very clear audio. It's all right. I'll let it slide. So if you guys missed any episodes that I've done in the past, check me out on Instagram, YouTube at Ramblin' Bout Wrestling, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, iHeartRadio. If you want it, I'm on it. And you can also check out Manny on the Top Ropes Talk podcast on Top Ropes Talk Instagram as well as Spotify. Check us both out. You won't be disappointed. And I'll see you guys on Friday. Let's keep rambling, everybody.